Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Hey everybody, welcome to Qué Golazo. I am back, and so is Fabrizio Romano, and that is our episode for today. Lionel Messi, of course, as he extends his stay with Barcelona. We have all the information and what this means for Barcelona as we look ahead this summer and the preparations for next season. We also discuss other potential moves, including the biggest stars in Europe. Fabrizio Romano, Qué Golazo begins right now. We want to welcome a new podcast to the CBS Sports family just in time for the Tokyo Olympics. Attacking Third will cover the U.S. women's national team. They aim to capture gold as well as the NWSL at least 3 times a week, making it the most comprehensive podcast in the space. Join hosts Andrea Herrera and Lisa Roman as they bring you match previews, recaps, exclusive player interviews, and much, much more. Download and follow Attacking Third wherever you listen to your podcasts. Hey everybody, welcome to Qué Golazo. I am back, and guess what? My friend, my brother, Fabrizio Romano joins me today. Fab, how are you, my friend?
Hello, my friend. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be together. Everything fine. Champions of Europe, so it's a fantastic feeling.
I know. We haven't even talked about that, Fabrizio Romano. We've been WhatsApping. I've been congratulating you. Let me just say it. Well done. An incredible victory. You must still be celebrating.
Yes. Still unbelievable what Italy did. Really incredible. If I think they were beating Belgium, Spain, and England, Wembley, something insane, really. Congrats to Roberto Mancini, we have to say, because he did something incredible.
I mean, you never sleep, Fabrizio, but now on top of this, you definitely never sleep now.
Yes, on this day, I was going to sleep like at 9 a.m., so imagine what a crazy day has been.
Absolutely amazing, and congratulations to you and Forza Azzurri, as they are most definitely back. But anyway, today, Fabrizio Romano and everybody, welcome to Qué Golazo. We are discussing, of course, the main topic here, Lionel Messi, as he has agrees to extend his contract with Barcelona. Break it down for us, Fabrizio. What is the latest and when can we expect the official announcement?
I think it's just a matter of days, but as we always say, Don Qué Golazo and on CBS Sports, Leo Messi will stay at Barcelona and will sign the new contract. It's 100% confirmed, and there's never been any doubt, I would say, because we always had some rumors about Paris Saint-Germain and Manchester City. And last summer, it was a possibility, of course, because Leo was tempted about leaving Barcelona because of his terrible relationship with Josep Bartomeu. But since the new president, Juan Laporta, joined the club, he's always been convinced about signing the new contract with Barcelona. What is going to change is the length of the contract, because they started talking about a 2 years contract for Leo Messi. It was agreed, but then they decided to help Barcelona in the financial situation to go with a 5 years contract. So his salary will be paid in 5 years and not in 2 years, and this is helping the club right now. So also Leo is going to do something special for the club on the salary part. So he's 100% convinced about signing the new contract. And I think in the next few days, everything will be announced. Barcelona are working to sell some player to complete everything by the financial point of view with La Liga. But I have no doubt, I am 100% sure Barcelona will have Leo Messi in their team next season.
Absolutely fantastic. And as you mentioned, Fabrizio Romano, as Fab has been telling us on Qué Golazo, this was always meant to be the case. It was just about finalizing the final little pieces of the contract. All right. Well, I want to keep talking about this, Fab, because there are questions that I have. First of all, it's no secret that Barcelona are financially in trouble, right? Yes. Over €1 billion euros in debt. You know, they Joan Laporta, the president, he was talking to a newspaper and he said, listen, you know, after doing an extensive audit, I've realized that this club is even more in debt than I thought. You know, so that they're meant to be bringing other players in. Of course, we already know about Sergio Aguero, Memphis Depay, Garcia, but how are they going to figure this out? What has Messi agreed to in order to come back? Because where's the money coming from? And they're still looking for other players and to get rid of other players.
Yes, it's about, as you said, selling players. The outgoings are so, so important for Barcelona. So they started with Julio Firpo, but they will continue in the next days. I see Griezmann leaving Barcelona. Let's see if they will complete the swap deal with Saúl. They are talking about it with Atletico Madrid. But imagine that if Griezmann is leaving, it's a huge salary they're gonna save. And also other players will be on the list. When I say other players, I mean Coutinho, but really many, many players are on the market for Barcelona. So they have to sell players in the next days, but also they are working with Leo Messi with this kind of contract, because for the financial fair play, if you are paying the salary in many years, it's something different, because you can split the situation in many years and not just in 2 years. That was a huge problem for La Liga to go with Leo Messi this season. So that's why they were talking with him, with his father, with people close to him to complete everything. Now they are ready to find the agreement. So they have no doubt about it, but will be so important for Barcelona this summer to sell as many players as they can. And I'm not talking about the stars, because the stars will stay at Barcelona, like Ter Stegen or De Jong, these kind of players. They are not leaving the club, of course. But all the other players, like Bright White, like Coutinho, they have many, many players to sell, and they're going to do it because they need money. And the situation, as you said, on the financial point of view, is not easy, absolutely.
So the payment to Messi is going to be done in installments, I imagine, like yes. Not alone one big. So that's one big agreement. Messi, because he has a big history, obviously, with the club, he's fine with the wage reduction as well. Okay, that's one part. You mentioned Antoine Griezmann there, Fabrizio Romano, possibly returning to Atletico Madrid for some kind of suit with Saúl. How close is that of happening?
They're in advanced talks, Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. They're working on it. Both players gave the green light in the last hours, because Griezmann would be happy to come back at Atletico Madrid. And the same for Saúl with Barcelona. He would love to join Barça. He was not playing last season as a starter, so he wants to try something different. Also, Liverpool and Chelsea are keen on Saúl in case the deal will collapse. But the priority for Atletico Madrid and Barcelona is to do this swap deal. Now, Barcelona are also asking for some money as part of the negotiation. So we have to see if they can find a complete agreement in the next few days. But I see Barcelona and Atletico Madrid working hard on this deal. And when both players are accepting, I think they have chances to do this deal. So keep an eye on Griezmann and Saúl. I think it will be so important for Barcelona, because the salary of Griezmann is one of the biggest of La Liga in general. And so they will be saving a huge salary, and it will help to have Leo Messi in the team next season.
I'm going to be perfectly honest, Fabrizio. I think this makes sense for everybody. I think Griezmann does way better when he's the focal point. So go back to Atletico. I think that Saúl can help Barcelona. Obviously, the financial situation helps everybody. Surely this is a pretty good move for everybody.
Yes, I agree with you. But I want to add one point. I think that if Atletico Madrid are re-signing Antoine Griezmann, they signed Rodrigo De Paul, and you know better than me how strong he is. Rodrigo De Paul is fantastic. He's, in my opinion, one of the most underrated signings in the world. But he deserves to be the portada of every paper in Spain, because he's a fantastic player. So keep an eye on Atletico Madrid, guys, for next season. If they sign Griezmann, if they have Rodrigo De Paul, team is really, really strong. I will keep an eye on Atletico Madrid, not just for La Liga, they won it last season, but also for the Champions League, because they're trying to build something really, really good.
Yeah. No, that's the most important part. All right. So here's one quick question here, Fabrizio. So if Messi's staying, Griezmann going to Atletico, you know, we did talk about this, that there's a domino effect, right? Depending what Messi does, then we have to look now at other clubs and what they're thinking. So are there any murmurs around Europe in terms of big stars moving anywhere else?
Well, yes, the domino will be completed, in my opinion, once we will know what happens with two players, Erling Haaland and Harry Kane. These are the two key points of this summer, I think. We have 6 weeks of market going on, and at the moment, the situation with Harry Kane is still in the air, because the player now is on holiday. I think next week we will have some answer about his situation with Tottenham, because he will be talking with people at the club and deciding about his future. But Tottenham want to keep Harry Kane, and the situation is exactly the same for Erling Haaland, with the difference that, of course, Borussia Dortmund sold Jadon Sancho this summer, so they don't need money. They don't need money, and they want something crazy for Erling Haaland. So they hear about Chelsea rumors and everything. But if Chelsea want to sign Erling Haaland, they have to do something really crazy. It's not like 100 million euro, 120. They have to break the bank to sign Erling Haaland. And at the moment, Borussia Dortmund are really convinced that the player is staying. So I think when we will know in the coming 1 or 2 weeks what's really going to happen for Kane and for Erling Haaland, we will know also about the domino of other strikers around Europe.
And very quickly, Kylian Mbappe is not going anywhere this season?
At the moment, no. At the moment, no. There is still nothing advanced. Of course, Real Madrid are obsessed with Mbappé. I'm saying this every time because I'm sure that they are going to push and push for Kylian Mbappé. If not this summer, will be the next one, but they want Kylian Mbappé. But at the moment, there is still nothing advanced with Paris Saint-Germain because after Nasser Al-Khelaifi, the president said Mbappé is staying here and we want to continue with Mbappé and he's not going anywhere. You know, will be difficult this summer to find an agreement with Paris Saint-Germain. But it's also difficult for Paris Saint-Germain to find an agreement with Mbappé to extend this contract now. So it's a particular situation and I'm really curious to see how it will continue in the next weeks.
Well, Donnarumma is at PSG now, clearly the player of the tournament, so everybody should be happy in that regard. Keylor Navas, amazing for you, absolutely. I'm wondering about Keylor Navas though, Florito. I wonder what's going to happen there.
I know. I think, of course, this summer is staying, but then in the future, maybe they need to change the situation. But I'm really happy for Donnarumma because I've been always saying also here on Kegolazo with you, I hope you remember that I said many times, I'm disappointed because when I talk about Donnarumma on transfers, I see people maybe on social media or wherever saying, okay, he's a good goalkeeper, but I have not signed him. And imagine now how the situation is different because many people were not looking at Donnarumma. He was never playing Champions League. He was never playing World Cup or Euros. Yes. He was also in the Serie A. Many people maybe were not following how strong is Gianluigi Donnarumma. Now with these Euros, I think he showed he's one of the best goalkeepers in the world. And Leonardo did something incredible signing him as free agent. Incredible.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, he was a player of the tournament, I think.
Yes,
absolutely. Incredible. And Fabrizio Romano always on point, always on target. Fabrizio Romano, CBS Sports. Make sure that you follow him on Twitter, on Instagram, CBS Sports. And of course, Che Golazo Fab. Grazie, hermano.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure. And follow us on Che Golazo on CBS Sports. We will be ready day by day with the transfers.
Hey, everybody, I want to thank Fabrizio Romano for joining me today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Che Golazo Pod. We are also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, CBS Sports, and your CBS Sports app. By the way, please don't forget to vote for us in the People's Choice of Podcast Awards. If you head over to Twitter, our pinned tweet, there's a link right there. You click over, go to the sports category, and right at the bottom, Che Golazo. Please vote for us. We're only 11 or 10 months in this show. It's incredible. So if you vote for us right here, it will further strengthen our growth and how much we value this space and how much we value you. So please vote for us at the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Thank you so much and have a great, great day.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.